You received a phone call, I believe, in November of 73 from Coach Barry Switzer, and he had a real serious issue.
When Switzer first became coach at OU, I called him and told him that anything I could do to help him, I'd like to do, because I loved the university, and I was so proud of the record that they had run, and I thought he was going to be a tremendous coach, which he turned out to be. So it was more than a year later that he decided to call for a favor. He calls me up. This is the night before Oklahoma University is to play OSU at Lewis Field in Stillwater. He calls up and Barry says, "Governor, I need your help." And I said, "Sure, if there's anything I can do, I will." And he said, "Those groundskeepers at Lewis Field are out watering that field to slow our boys down so they can win that game and make Oklahoma University look bad." So I said, "Well, you know, what can I do about it?" He says, "Well, you can send the helicopter squadron up there and dry out that field tomorrow morning before the game." I chuckled. Now, Barry was dead serious. I chuckled and said, "There's no way I can do that. If I did that, that'd be the end of my career." And I said, "You're just going to have to live with it." Well, Barry lived with it and won the game. But it was quite a moment.
So we're into 1973, and because of the newspaper's agenda, it did take a toll on you. So you were challenged then in the primary.
Oh, very much so, by Clem McSpadden, a very experienced old-time politician, and by this new rising star, David Borde. Clean as a whistle, good man. I liked him personally. We were friends, and I never took offense to him running. But he couldn't have picked a better time, because I had so much bad publicity. Clem McSpadden was the old guard, and David looked like the knight in shining armor. It was a perfect time for it.
Didn't he want the job of vice president of OU?
He did. Actually, his father-in-law, who had run on the American Party ticket and gained 3,500 votes, wrote me a letter my second year in office and asked me if I could get David appointed as the vice president of the University of Oklahoma, which in his career path he hoped would lead to becoming president of the University of Oklahoma. Mr. Little wrote me this letter and said that he personally took credit for electing me by taking away 3,500 votes from Bartlett. So I thought it was a good idea. David had been a very strong supporter of mine on the Appropriations Committee in the House. So I went to see Pete Kyle McCarter, who was the provost at that time, and asked him if he could help me do this. I couldn't just order it to be done because the Board of Regents, I had appointed two, but that was not enough of a majority to have any power on the OU Board of Regents. So McCarville investigated the matter and reported back to me that unless I had the majority of the people on the OU Board of Regents, that could not be done. So I had to go back and tell Mr. Little that that couldn't be done. Right after that, within 6 months or so, David announced that he was going to run.